So e4, d5, and here white decides to take this d5 pawn in order to get this queen out on the board. So pawn takes pawn, queen takes pawn. And now white plays a tempo gaining move by simultaneously developing a piece while attacking this queen, and that is knight to c3. If black takes the queen to the a5 square, then white can play knight to f3, developing another minor piece and aiming for a quick castle. Now if here black makes a mistake of playing bishop to g4, thinking that hey, it's cool, you know, to pin this knight to the opponent's queen, then here you can play h3. If bishop takes the knight, then you can take back with your queen, attacking the weak b7 pawn and thereby eyeing this trapped rook over here. And here what should black play? Well, black might try to block this attack by playing knight to c6. And this does look like a normal move, right? Because you're developing a piece and also blocking this attack from the queen. But this is a mistake, because white can now pin this knight to the king by playing bishop to b5. And now this knight is double attacked by white's pieces and protected only once by black's pieces. So black here will now play the logical queen to b6. But that's another mistake, because white here can completely shock black by playing knight to d5, attacking the queen as well as eyeing this weak c7 pawn over here in order to fork black's pieces. Since the queen is under attack, it will move to a5. But now white can trap the opponent queen by playing b4. Queen can take this pawn because it's protected by a knight. If queen takes the bishop, then black loses anyway, because white can now play knight c7 check, forking three of white's pieces. King will move to d8, and now the queen is gone.